Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yo, yo, yo.
From the playground of life, the play experience. 'Tis the season that brings passion, laughter, joy, love, sharing gifts, memories, healing, and new beginnings. All of which breathes new life into the play experience with yours truly, Hombasa Sofira, every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. In the spirit of this season of loving and giving here on Life Conversations Radio, I have a gift for you. Claim your gift at Hombasa.com. Just click Holiday Gifts from Hombasa. See you on the playground, the play experience, Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern. I'll be there with bells on.
Happy holidays from the Playground of Life!
This is Ade Anifowoshi. We are moving through the time of the year that inspires us to love, to give, to share, and be thankful. Sometimes, some of us may be feeling sad and lonely. Whatever it is you're feeling, I say, let it be. It is.
This is Celeste Morgan, wishing you happy holidays. There is so much for you to choose. Attend parties or lounge around in your pajamas to sing along with Christmas carols or scream out if I hear that song one more time. Whether you are seeing magic everywhere or walking with Scrooge into Christmas despair, never fear. Your spirit guides, angels, and loved ones on the other side are always near. And the best gift you can give anyone is the gift of you, my dear. So connect deeply with the moments and not just with your expectations. Be bold, creating new traditions where you refuse to hide. Smile like the Grinch or beam like a baby in a manger. Just be free. Your authenticity is the light we most desire to see. Here's to you giving and receiving the very best of what this season has to offer. Happy holidays.
This is Ade Anifowoshi. We are moving through the time of the year that inspires us to love, to give, to share, and be thankful. Sometimes, some of us may be feeling sad and lonely. Whatever it is you're feeling, I say, let it be. It is all part of the human experience. Embrace your humanity. The more you embrace your humanity, the more in touch you'll be with your divinity. So I want to encourage you today to say yes to life, say yes to love, say yes to you. You are so much more powerful than you can imagine. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "What lies behind you and what lies in front of you pales in comparison to what lies inside of you." Breathe it in. You are beautiful. You are loved. You are important, and you make a difference. My prayer for you today is that your light shines so bright that you see yourself as a divine idea of God. I love you. Happy holy days. Peace and blessings.
There's a gift, there's a light in your heart, you just can't contain it. When we all play our parts around the world, it's just so amazing. With our hands and our hearts, build this bridge together with our wisdom and with our art. We can make a change for the better. To live for love. change for the better. Peace together, peace together, peace together, peace together, peace together, peace together, peace together. Just put it down, we say peace together, peace. What it do, I say, it's up to me and you, I say peace. No, we don't want no war, we say peace together, peace. Gotta put it down, we say peace. No, we don't want no war, we want peace. No, we only want some love, we want peace together, peace.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to the Plague Experience. We are so enamored today to be here on the playground of life with so many wonderful friends from around the globe. We have some very special people on the playground today, and I want to bring on one right away. Yeah, I'm a poetess. One that is very special that I met this year, and her name is Deborah Sands. I want to bring her on the line, on the playground right now. Deborah, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, we had to collect a whole lot of peace today, didn't we, Deborah?
We sure did. We had to collect it and rake it up and pull it in, but it's all right, isn't it? It's all right. We are here, present and accounted for.
Absolutely wonderful to be connected to you, darling. Absolutely wonderful.
I am so thankful you are here. I tell you, all of us are. I tell you, my wonderful playmate, I just wanted you to get your opportunity to share with the world what you're thankful for right now and give a message, a gift message, to and leave that with them today.
Well, I am so thankful because at the moment we are on Whale Beach on the north coast of New South Wales. And we are enjoying ourselves with our family, which is one beautiful thing, is to be with family. It is really just a joy and a blessing, and we are all enjoying ourselves here at the moment. So the familyness is what is keeping us, and, you know, having the togetherness is absolutely wonderful.
Yes, yes, yes. Whale Beach. Oh, how I long to be there with you right now on the beach. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's right. And it's Australia. It's summer now over there, isn't it?
It's summer, darling. It's summer. Enjoying the beautiful sunburned country of Australia.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine being so heated, overheated, that I'm going to run in the beach, in the sea right now. That is awesome. Well, you've just... Listen, you've given some of us popsicles over here a big warm kiss. Well, let me let you leave them with your gift, your message. What do you want to share with them about this year going out and the year coming in?
Well, what I would my message would be is really to appreciate and show that love with your family. If you can show love, and not only with your family, but with your extended family, your friends, the people you meet in the street, if you can show that love, have that light of love in you, honestly, you'll go places. You will. You can't carry negativity with you. So love is what I would say to take this year out and to bring in the new year.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I'm giving you a lot of wonderful hugs from the States, and I am receiving your hugs back. We all are, from around the world. Thank you so much, and give everybody big hugs for me.
Thank you so much, and I want to say a big thank you because, you know, to have you in Australia a few months ago and to be on the playground and to do play, oh, look, it's made me reflect and, you know, do so much with my life. So thank you, my friend, my sister, my everything. Love you.
Oh, love you too. Merry Christmas to you. And I am so inspired. Thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you too. Love you and love God you. Bless.
God Bye. Bless you too. Thank you. Bye. Oh, bye. Such a breath of fresh air. Oh, I just love her so much. This is a wonderful, wonderful moment in time. I tell you, I am Ambassador Sophia, and yes, I am always connected to the source of all love, all truth, and all beauty. I am here today to share with you just the wonderful friends and playmates and energy that we all are receiving here on the playground. And speaking of that, George Gorillaz was at the top with Pure Imagination, and you can find his music, wonderful music, on evmusic.com. And that was followed by Makua Ray, and he was a whole heap of peace for us. And we are so thankful for that. And so to move right along, because everyone is just dropping in because they're partying on the beach, they're having parties at their houses, but they wanted to call in to share. And I have a wonderful friend here, and you've met her before, because she's been here playing with us before. Her name is Ebony Ram, so I'm going to bring her on right now. Ebony, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Ah, beautiful one. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Ambassa?
Yes, I'm doing fine. I'm doing excellent. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. So how goes it for you as this year moves out and it moves into the new?
Well, I was just thinking quite a bit the last couple of days about what this time of year stands for with a lot of people. And a lot of people think about a very famous, or should I say infamous, birth of a child. And I started thinking about my birth. Now, I'm a twin, and the family started thinking about the day that I was born. And I've heard stories for years from my grandmother and my mother and whatnot about the day of our birth. She wasn't expecting twins, to be honest with you, so it was quite a surprise. But I started thinking about my birth and how I came into such a loving family and a very surprised family, being that it was twins. And just people that just showed so much love. And I started thinking, you know, not only did I come to a prepared group on the physical plane, but I came to a prepared group on this earthly plane of non-physical beings as well. And so that made me really come to full circle back to a lot of the lessons that I learned this year, that I have help in making decisions. I've had help in just thinking, being creative and whatnot. And those are with those non-physical friends of mine, or family, I should say. So it made me really feel that just like this time of year, when people think about the baby Jesus, and he was never alone. He wasn't alone at his time of birth because he had the three wise men there. He had Mary and Joseph and the animals as well. And I'm never alone. So it gave me a sense of peace, knowing that though I still have my family and friends that I can see and feel, I have a bunch of family and friends and people there to guide and assist me that I cannot see or feel with my physical eye, but I definitely can call on and can receive their assistance as well as their love. And it has shown so much to me this year that I know that it had those friends and family and beings that are there to support me on a non-physical plane. And I do intend to keep in touch with them and really, really be guided by their wisdom and seek out their wisdom and their assistance in this coming year. So I'm just like all smiles now, you know?
Yes, I bet you are. And before we ask you about what your message is and your gift is, I want to just let people know, tell them, who is Ebony Ram?
Ebony Ram is she plays the role of a poet, a jazz vocalist, a teaching artist, specializing in teaching, bringing the arts to youth and adults with disabilities, especially within the school system. I'm a twin. I have a twin sister. I'm a teacher, basically, a teacher. And I'm love, basically.
Well, that's a good thing to be. I said that. Excellent. Thank you for that. I'm all warmed all over. So let's do this. Can we just take a little break? Because I want you to give your message and I want you to give it all. Okay. Just take a quick break here and then and bring you back for your message to the world. Okay.
Sure.
All right. Sure. We'll be right back. All righty.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mbasa Sophira, on the Playground of Life, the Play Experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships, to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Light Conversations Radio.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome again to the Play Experience. I am myself on the playground tonight. Oh my goodness. One of some of my bestest playmates are right here. I tell you, and you just heard and you are hearing from Ebony Ram, and you can find all of her information, her music on EbonyRamm.com. That's EbonyRamm.com. Ebony, welcome back. Welcome back. Is Ebony around? Hi, Ebony.
Hello.
Ebony, hi.
Hello.
I knew you were around here somewhere. I knew you had to be around here somewhere. Are you there, Ebony? I'm still looking for
Hello?
You. Are you hiding? Can you hear me? Ebony. I don't know whether your phone is muted, but if it is, you can unmute. Are you there, Ebony? Maybe we'll tell Ebony, maybe we'll play one of Ebony's pieces. Ebony has a piece called Life. She also has a piece called Passion, Ebony Ram. And if you wanted to find more about her music, again, I'll tell you that she's on EbonyRamm.com. Right now, until we can get Ebony back on here, because I do want to get her gift message, we have one of the best show hosts on the planet. I'm telling you, she is
just wonderful. I listened to two of her last two shows, and I tell you, especially the last one, was totally phenomenal. Her name is Celeste Morgan. She is so powerful, and I know she always has a gift message. But I tell you, today, I just want her to share with you. She did a beautiful show, and it was about, the last one was about the father. The first one was about the father, and then the second one, she came back, and it was with the solstice energy, and I tell you, she rocked it out. And I want to bring her on the playground right now because she's always here playing with us all the time and doing a rocking job at it. So she is another rock star.
Merry Christmas, Zambasha.
Yes, my wonderful playmate. I love you so much. Thank you for being here. I tell you. And if anybody else wants to call, and we might be able to squeeze you in, this 3-4-2-6-3-3-4-6. But right now, I want to talk to my sister friend here. How are you doing? How was your day? How did you play today?
Oh, Zambasha, because I've been listening to you all year long, and I really think the play experience has helped me to think of adult ways to soothe myself and really take care of myself. And so today I'm hanging out with my twin. We're not twins because we're born at the same time. We're twins because we share the exact same birth cards, which is the energy that's running for all of us next year. So anything I say about me and my birth cards, which are star and strength, 17 and 8, 2015 equals 8, I'm saying about all of you. And because I'm aware of what my birth cards are, I get the double dose of tapping into my metaphysical jewels, is what I call them. It's an amazing year. It really is. It's a year of restoration. It's about pulling us all back together into wholeness, which you're all about. And I love that you brought in Debbie from Australia to remind us that while it may be cold where we are, it's summertime somewhere, and we can always be, you know?
Yes, I am absolutely seeing this. I'm seeing exactly what you're talking about. And what I want to ask you now, I really want to ask you this because you are so, I mean, I want to say soul-filled, but everyone is. I want to say that. But I want to ask you, if you dig really, really deep and you really, really feel, what is it that you really feel that you're really thankful for? And as a matter of fact, I want to give you a minute for that. I'm going to give you a minute to just breathe that in because I know you got something for us. And I'm going to go back to Ebony. I'm going to get Ebony back on the line here, and because she has to go finish that party. You know how we are. We're going to bring Ebony back on. Ebony, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here.
I'll be right back. All right. So, what do you have for us, Ebony? I know you have to go finish partying.
Yeah. Child, I'm surprised you didn't hear everybody in the back. Like, okay. Like I said, once again, thing is, we are never, never alone. If we want the alone time, we may be alone physically, but we have so much assistance out there. I mean, I've heard the saying, the universe rises to meet us, and it truly does. There's so much love for us out there. We should never, ever feel that we're not loved. In fact, the feeling that we may sometimes get that we're not loved tells us that we are loved, because if we can feel we're not, we can feel we are. And I don't know if that really makes sense, but...
Yes, it does.
The simple fact that we can feel one way is evidence we can feel another way, you know, and I had to learn that, you know, there's not just one way of feeling something, just like there's not one way of perceiving or seeing something. So, I mean, that's one thing I really, really want was big for me this year, was that love is there. Love is there at all times. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thank you, my sister, for all the love that you are and how you flow it. And we just really are just doing just that today on this particular show on the playground. At this particular time, we are just simply flowing. We're flowing with the go, you know. And so we are. Go ahead.
Do you have time for me to read a poem right quick? It's not one of mine, but it's one that I really love. Do you have time? If you don't, then.
Oh, no. Okay. Please give us the gift.
Okay, it's by Jewel Mathiasen. I've never met her, but I love this poem. It says, "We have come to be danced. Not the pretty dance, not the pretty, pretty pick me dance, but the claw our way back into the belly of the sacred sensual animal dance. The unhinged, unplugged, cat is out of its box dance. The holding the precious moment in the palms of our hands and feet dance. We have come to be danced. Not the jiffy booby shaky booty for him dance, but the ring the sadness from our skin dance. The blow the chip off our shoulder dance. The slap the apology from our posture dance. We have come to be danced. Not the monkey see, monkey do dance. 1-2 dance like you. 1-2-3 dance like we dance. But the grave robber, tomb stalker, tearing scabs and scars open dance, the rub the rhythm raw against our souls dance. We have come to be danced. Not the nice invisible self-conscious shuffle, but the matted hair flying voodoo mama shaman shaking ancient bones dance. The strip us from our cases, return our wings, sharpen our claws and tongues dance. The shed dead cells and slip into the luminous skin of love dance. We have come to be danced. Not to hold our breath and wallow in the shallow end of the floor dance, but the meeting of the trinity, the body, breath, and beat dance. The shout hallelujah from the top of our thighs dance. The mother may I, yes you may, take 10 giant steps dance. The ollie ollie oxen free, free, free dance. The everyone can come to our heaven dance. We have come to be danced. Where the kingdoms collide in the cathedral of flesh, to burn back into the light, to unravel, to play, to fly, to pray, to root in skin sanctuary, we have come to be danced. We have come." Love it.
Thank you. Thank you. See, I told you, you always bring in the love, and this love is flowing. I mean, and you know, there's so much love here. I believe that's why all of this technical stuff is it happens at different times, and you never know when somebody's going, you know, what's going to happen. I believe because the energy gets so raised at such a level and such a decibel that technology sometimes can't hold it because it's beyond that, you know. So I know this love. I knew this love today was going to blow out, and just who needed to be on this playground to play today was we're going to be here. So I love you. I bless you. And I truly, truly thank the Creator for you, my dear sister.
Oh, same here. Thank you so much. Same here.
Enjoy your party and dance for me. Be there.
Okay, I can't wait till you come back so we can party, girl.
Well, you know, I'll be there March 7th. We're on and popping for Play and Heal. So, all right. Okay, brother.
All right.
Take your care. All right. Much love. Thank you. All right. Yes, indeed. That was Ebony Ram. And again, you can find her on ebonyram.com. That's EBONIRAMM.com. She is a beautiful, not only a poetess, but she's a beautiful jazz vocalist. And I don't know if it's only jazz vocalists, but that's what I've heard, and it's awesome. So now we're going to switch back to my playmate, Celeste. We're going to bring her back on the playground. I know she has a lot to say about that poem, so I'm ready. I'm bracing myself.
Yes, you need to. Ambassa, Ebony delivered such an amazing gift that I am going to use my sacred gift to share about the energy, the Yimoja energy that's flowed all year long if you paid attention to 7, which is her sacred number. Not only is that her sacred number, I want you to follow this mother love goddess of the ocean, all the creatures, the mother divine for African expression of divinity, Yimoja of the oceans, 7. Is ruled by Neptune, the father of the oceans. 7 belongs to Umoja. 7 belongs to the chariot in tarot, which represents victory. 7 is also a vibrational match for the number 16, the bee, which brings me to my gift for you, and also in honor of all mothers. And I love that Ebony brought in the energy of non-physical beings, because I'm going to invite all of our ancestors on the other side. I want them to know that in this sacred space that they are invited and that they are remembered, and whichever holy expression of the holidays that is appearing and flowing. We have Hanukkah, we have Christmas, we have Kwanzaa coming up. Create a hobby, make something new, something that you used to do as a kid. Do it as an adult, play with it. But the gift is the secret life of bees, which brings mother, divine mother, into the energy. And Mbasa is ruled by Venus as a leading sister of bringing balance and partnership and love into the world. I'm ruled by Venus too. I'm ruled through sensation and earth. But when I meet my Venus sisters, like Gwen Stefani and Mbasa Safara and all those amazing Librans in the world, I know that there's hope and that there's peace, and in the future that all is going to be well, because you got that Libran energy that says there will be justice, there will be peace. I am one with all of that, and I am enough.
Wow, that's awesome. That is totally awesome, and that is a lot to be thankful for, you know, because one of the things that I got from your last show, and I got from my being this last few months with a lot of people that left the planet, and I honor them. I honor their spirits right now. I stop just right now and just take a deep breath in remembrance of all the beautiful souls that transitioned this year. And for me, it was in the end of the year. You know, and like maybe 5-6 people within a maybe month, 30-day radius, you know, and it was surreal, you know, so much so that I had to just bring it, reel it back in, you know, for the rest of the year, just kind of, you know how it is when you have to just reel it back in. I can't go to California to get do any more events. I just need to go to the resting place, yeah, and reel it back in and go to the still point and really start to retreat to remember, you know, Celeste. It's like when you have to do that, you have to bring yourself back in to remember who you are and whose you are. And this is what happened for me and what I found and what I got from your show and what's been happening for me is that you have to find out how much love you have for yourself. How in love with yourself can you really be? You know, when I started the whole play energy, it was about passionately loving, appreciating you, you know, being able to appreciate ourselves to the fullest. And I really love and appreciate you for bringing that forward on your last show, girl. And you were talking about how you were free flowing. It was totally the best show I ever heard from you. It was totally awesome, Celeste.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that, because I'm in touch with the seasons, and I think what you're sharing about your personal experience is also so in alignment with winter solstice and the energy of reflection. I come into that time, I resisted the gift of my awareness of what this time means for me, because I come into the holidays with grief. You know, my mother's funeral was on Christmas Eve. And to rediscover the holidays the way I have, I wouldn't change a thing. And I can tell people that, you know, particularly I remember it was 9 years ago that
I experienced my first Christmas without my mother in the physical body. And then gifts started to open up. 17 kept coming up all the time. It was crazy. You know, and I wasn't really conscious. My numerology gifts opened up with my mother's transition in a 7 year. And we're in a 7 year right now. But it's a different type of energy. Five. Our people is earth. And that's about grounding, Abasa. It's all about grounding energy. And they pick the energy of the year by the last year, the last number of the digit. So my mother transitioned in a 5 year, but seven was running. Okay? So that was a sign. I didn't know it. If I knew then what I know now, I would have been like, oh, wow, I'm going to have to do some serious grounding. I already know. So next year, because in the 2015 year, it's grounding, because it's a lot of power coming through. It's a power number. You got to know how to use your power. You got to know how to know what you want and get grounded with the seasons. Get reflective. Great time for visioning and vision boards. Great time for creation and playing. Money.
Yeah. It really is, and it's about that. What I heard through weaving through everything you said is about being in touch. You know, because when you get in touch, when you really get in touch, you get touched. You know, you get touched, and it feels good. You know, it feels good to be touched by the spirit of who you are and where you come from. And when you talk about the earth and when you talk about getting in touch with nature and getting in touch with your power, your power is really you.
Yeah.
It's you. You know, and when you really stay in that, because a lot of us over time have been numb to the fact of what we really feel about something. You know, our reference point was someone else's reference point. You know, we didn't have the energy to stay within our own selves and say, this is what I'm choosing. It always had to do with, I'm choosing this because I don't want that, or I do, you know. So it became a outside of ourselves experience, a different kind of out of body experience. Because we were not out of, not only out of body, we were out of mind, we were out of emotions, we were out of spirit, you know. We were out of the spiritual selves of who we really, really are, you know, and the connection that we are to Source. So I wanted to do this show today, and I'm so happy. It couldn't have been a more perfect person to go out this show with is you and this year. Oh, I'm so thankful, Celeste. I often think about your name, Celestial, you know, as Celestial. And because it reminds me of a choir. We're going to go out with Agape International Choir, and we let it be. Because we do, right? We let it be for this year. We're going to let it be. We're going to let it go out. And we're going to fly that magic carpet into 2015 and ride high with spirit, baby.
Woohoo! Let's go.
You ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready. Girl, look, it's a whole new world. I can't sing. Hey. Sing, Ambassador. You going to bring that next year? You going to sing?
Oh, yeah. Next year, I'm going to bring it. I'm going to bring it. You listen. Listen, at 12:01, I'm going to be singing. You know, my daughter was born at 12:01, you know. She was born 12:01. She was the first baby of the year. So every year, I'm overjoyed at the child who came through me. I am so overjoyed. It just makes me feel so good, you know. But I'm going to ride high at 12:01. I'm going to be singing. Well, I'm going to sing when I get off of here. I don't want to, you know.
You're not going to give us a little something? Give us a little taste. You got a minute or two? Come on.
Well, I don't want to outdo the choir. I have to have respect for it.
I cannot believe this flower is shrinking before me. I cannot believe it. Next year, she's going to sing, y'all. I'm so tired of you. I can't believe you played the child. You?
Okay.
Well, you know, okay. I didn't claim to be a singer yet. You know, they say when you are a real singer, if somebody asks you to sing, you drop it. It's like a hot. If you say that you're a real carpenter, you're supposed to be able to get it. You know, wherever you are, you need to be showing up as that. Well, I'm still walking towards the line, and the line is at 2015.
Mbatha. I can't sing half as good as you. I can't sing even minutely as good as you. And I'm really shy. But let me just drop it like it's hot real quick, like I'm a real singer.
Go ahead, girl. Go ahead, girl.
Holy night. Okay, go ahead. Help me out.
Get it. All is calm.
Whatever.
All is right. Come on, baby.
Round yon virgin. Oh, girl, stop.
Okay, that's okay. We're going to ride.
Because all I really know, what's Agape doing? Because all I know is hard rock.
Agape is saying, we let it be. And so we're going to let it be.
That's shady. Okay. Merry Christmas. No, I love you.
No.
Whatever.
All right, so let's. All right,
love you, bye.
Thank you for being here. All right. I'm going to see you with Bell Bun, okay? Next year when it comes in, I'll be right there, okay? Singing to you. All right. I know you're going to hold me to it. All right. All right, Celeste. We're going to let it go for this year. Happy New Year to you, my dear lovely one. And I'll see you on the other side, on the flip side, 2015.
We let the joy wash over us.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.